Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
People connect, families grow, lives change. People connect, families grow, lives change.
I want to talk to you today about names. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, that are cool about names. We know name brand clothing. You got any Gucci fans, any Louis fans, you got Guess fans. You got Nike fans. Those are names. Everybody shout names.
Names.
You got those name droppers. And I don't like dropping names. You know, Oprah and told me never to do that. But you got name droppers. Sometimes I found that people drop names because they're insecure. Sometimes because it gives you access. In fact, I was with a friend not long ago, and he had just baptized. He showed me a video how he had just baptized Justin Bieber in his bathtub in New York the night before, and really cool thing, and I thought, oh, man, that'd be cool if I could use his name, because my daughter's got Bieber fever. Anybody know what I'm talking about? She loves Justin Bieber. She's like, oh, yeah, well, let's call this guy, and the Scooter, and then next thing you know, the next week, Ashton was standing there, and we didn't go, me and Nicole, because we don't have Bieber fever. But Ashton, our little, you know, daughter, she's shipping pictures of her and JB. The name gave her access into a world that she could not gain entry to. Now, there is a name. Somebody ought to shout amen.
Amen.
And this name, the Bible says, is above every and all names. And that name is matchless. It's powerful. It's supernatural. And that name, anybody got a clue what his name is?
Jesus.
Jesus. Shout it again. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anybody coming to me, God says, has to come and gain access and entry through the name. Now, let's go to the book of Acts real quick. Over in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says this, and there is salvation, which doesn't mean just born again, not going to hell. That means soteria, nothing missing, nothing broken. But there is no salvation through no one else. There is no other name under heaven given amongst which men must be saved. There is no other name. Even at home, shout it with me, no other name. No other name. The name of Jesus is powerful. Now, oftentimes what we do is we have a lot of faith in different names rather than the name of Jesus. For instance, I'll pull one out of the hat, cancer. That's a big name. Anybody have someone that you love dearly that died of cancer? Raise your hand. Probably everybody. I mean, it's really affected our lives, cancer. So when you hear that name, C word, you're like, oh, man, what in the world's going to happen? You must have enough of the word J word in you, a lot of vitamin J. So you're saying, hang on a minute, I'm going to overcome this, not through my ability, but Jesus overcame this 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross and he healed me at that moment. So in my life, it looked like this. I was divorced. I got married as 18 years old, got divorced and really broken down and finally found the woman of my dreams, okay? So after all these years, I find this girl, and her name was Nicole, and I went up to the courthouse with her, and we got this license, and it was a contract, and a preacher came, and he married us, and would you believe that girl signed that contract, that I got a contract with her for the rest of my life? She's got to live with me. Come on, somebody get that. And, oh, man, I was so excited, and I got her to sign that thing, and she had this little 7-year-old boy, and everything was great, and my daddy always told me, so whatever you do, son, never, ever tattoo a girl's name on your body, whatever you do, because you never know if they live. You can put mama on there, you can put daddy on there, you can put your name on there, but don't do it. And I love this girl so much, I went to the tattoo store, and I put her name on my arm. It says N-I-C-O-L-E, and it cost me a lot of money because of square footage. You know what I'm saying? I love this girl. And then one day, she came home, and she said, I got some bad news. You need to sit down. She said, the doctor said, I have stage 4 ovarian cancer. And number one, they're going to do chemo, radiation, surgery, everything we can to do it, but we'll never be able to have a child together. Sinking feeling, right? Anybody ever had some news you need to sit down for? And I'm like, oh, man. But then all of a sudden, my training kicked in. And that's why you got to go to the right church. You got to hear the right word, because the Bible said you will know the truth. The truth is Jesus. And the truth will set you free. But if you're ill-informed or if you're misinformed, if you have a preacher telling you, you never know what God's going to do. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. God didn't say that. Job said that. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord that changed not. Your sickness and disease shall be far from you. He said, I sent my word and it healed them and delivered them from all transgression. So I took her hand and I said, Lord, I love this woman. I've got a contract with this girl. She says she's going to live with me the rest of my life. She brought me this 7-year-old baby guy. I just love this boy. I love this woman so much. I tattooed her name to my arm. God, I don't want to undo that, God. God, I just thank you, Lord, that she is healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. God, you said in your word in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by your stripes, we are healed. Not going to get it. We are healed according to what happened 2,000 years ago. So I believe I receive it now. Watch me drop a name. In the name of, shout it with me, class.
Jesus.
And we said, we don't have to get it. We got it. Now, fear came in the middle of the night. What are you going to do? Fear came to her. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, I know what we're going to do. We're going to believe in the name that's above every name. The cancer's a name, and it's got to bow its name to the name of Jesus. And so we just thank you, Lord, that we got it. Now, she went back to the doctor weeks later. After we've been praising God, thanking God, asking people of God to pray, we went back and they said, well, we don't understand what happened here. We got to run some more lab and test results because it appears that we can't find that anymore. And she's like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, good to see you. He said, now don't get your hopes up. We got to go to another doctor. And so they went to another doctor and they checked it out and they said, well, it appears, but we're not sure. And they went to another doctor and they did this 4 times. And she said, hey, guys, here's the deal. What you're confused about is y'all are doctors, and that's great, but I went to the great physician, and he healed me. He delivered me, and I'm healed. And guess what? No chemo, no radiation. We're all for that. No surgery. We're all for that. But God supernaturally healed her through the power of Jesus, and we have an 11-year-old daughter to prove it. She's spending money, hanging out. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. You came too late to tell me that God doesn't heal, that he doesn't deliver, that he doesn't set free. We're talking about the name of Jesus here. Not Trump, that's a big name. Oprah is a big name. President Obama is a big name. Mr. Carson is a big name. You got big, I know, who do you, I wish I knew somebody, you too. Your older brother died on the cross, tattooed his, come on somebody, his arms and hands and feet, his head have been permanently pierced, and now he's wondering, are you going to believe me? But information gives you power, but you got to be around the right people. If you're the smartest person at the table, you're at the wrong table. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Come on, somebody in Florida and St. Louis ought to say amen to me right now. All campus. God will bring people in your life to get you through the next level. Acts chapter 3. Now, Peter and John were going up in the temple the 9th hour, 3:00 in the afternoon, when a certain man crippled from his birth was carried along and laid by the gate called Beautiful. Everybody shout Beautiful. It's a 75-foot tall gate. He's laid in front of it every day, and he's begging for gifts. So when he saw Peter and John about to go in, he said, hey, can you give me a gift? And Peter and John said, hey, look at us. Everybody shout, look at us.
Yes.
He said, look at us. He said, silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have, give I you. And in the name of Jesus, arise and walk. Now, if you go back to the original translation, it doesn't actually say silver and gold I don't have. It says silver and gold I'm not going to give you, because they had silver and gold. They were at the gate called Beautiful. They could, and they're watching this man. He could get to the gate, but he couldn't get through the gate. See, it's different getting to a gate and getting through the gate. And I believe a lot of you right now, you're to the gate, but you can't get through the gate. And you need somebody to help you get through. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And so God will send somebody like Peter and John to give you information and revelation. Information and revelation gives you power to break through. Oftentimes, people break down before they break through. That's why the Bible said, don't grow weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. So the temptation is, cancer's going to get us. I don't know what to do. That's the temptation when you listen to fear. When Nicole was going through, notice I said going through, the cancer. We'd go into a movie theater and pay $19 for a thing of popcorn, $27 for a soda. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? And we'd be right in the middle of that movie and somebody start dying of cancer and I could see where it was going and I'd say, let's go. We're not putting that in your spirit. She knows it. I walk out of more theaters than I walk into. And then the next thing, we'll just be watching TV and we'll be right back in a minute. Do you have cramps in your stomach? Do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have that? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you might be dying of cancer. We'll be right back after these messages to talk to you. Not at our house. We shut that off. Because I didn't want her to have faith in the C word. I wanted her to have faith in the J word. And I wanted her to hear Joel Osteen's mama, Dodie, say, I was supposed to die 97 years ago, but God healed me and I'm just fine today. Come on. And we started hearing stories on purpose of people who had the victory, who had faith. I'm talking to somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you go to the wrong church, you'll die. Don't go to some church where the preacher says, well, I don't know what the Lord's going to do. He's stupid. He needs to read the Bible. The Bible said, I'm the Lord and I change not. I will bless you coming in and I will bless you going out. That was even under the old covenant. He gave them divine, you know, he gave them healing, supernatural healing under the old covenant. Under the new covenant, which is predicated on better promises, we now get divine health, which means sickness and disease hits us, runs off of us like water off a duck's back, because we know we have a power and authority. Authority in the name of, come on somebody. So he said, Peter and John, he said, look at us. Everybody shout, look at us. He said, silver and gold I'm not going to give you. The guy had been there for 14,000 days. That's a lot of days, 365 days in a year last time I checked. And this young man had been sitting there totally crippled from the waist down for 14,000 days. And he said, silver and gold apparently is not what you need, because for 14,000 days people have been giving you money. So sometimes we think money is the answer to the problem, when really money isn't the answer to the problem. The name of Jesus is the answer to the problem, and then the money follows. Y'all see what I'm saying? Money ain't going to do him no good. You could be a billionaire sitting right now somewhere dying, and your money ain't doing you no good. You need to have faith in the name. And some of y'all might be saying, I'm broke. I'm telling you right now, that's where you're wrong, preacher. I need some money. Come on, raise your hands if you need some money. But I never had money to do anything. When I started this church that we're in right now in our city, this is the biggest bar in the state of Missouri, 150,000 square feet, $6.5 million, $20,000 a month for air conditioning bills. I didn't have the money, but I had the name. I didn't know a banker, but I knew the name. And we got the loan, and I needed an additional $3 million to fix it up, and we got it. I didn't need money, never had the money. Somehow the money just kept following the name. Somebody ought to help me today. And then we bought the Sunset Hills campus, and then we bought the Wellness Springs campus. And then God told me, I want you to go to Palm Beach, Florida and start a church. I'm like, what? Why? It's so hot down there in the summertime. Chickens lay hard-boiled eggs. It's hot in Florida. But God told me to do it. And people are getting saved, and God's bill is God's will, and he, where he guides, he provides, and supernaturally, we're on ABC, CBS, we're on Fox, and we've never asked for the DVD, and if you want it, all 150,000 of you call. We don't know how we'll get it, but we're going to send you the DVD, and we do it every week because Jesus is our provider. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. And if it worked for me, it'll work for you. So money might not be what you need. You might need faith in the name. I love Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen in here today. All right. So then verse 8, it says, then he reached down his hand. Verse 7, it says, then he took hold of the man's hand with a firm grip and he raised him up. So it's not enough just to drop the name on it. Faith has corresponding action. So now he grabbed his, that means, so what, God, give me money. God says, get job. Wax on, wax off. Get job. They don't like it over here. I'll try it over here. Anybody got a job over here? You got to have a job. And then God bless you on job. God raise you up on job. Then you're not lame at the gate. You walk through gate through the power of the name. Favor and faith in that name. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. I'm saying you can be in the basement office one day and find yourself at the corner of the executive tower the next day going, surprise, surprise. And they say, who did you know? And you say, I knew the name that was above every name, the name of Jesus, and he got me here. He took him by the hand. He raised him up. And then it says, now he walked through. The verse says he walked through leaping and praising God. And they said, the people who saw him for 14,000 days said, quote, they stood in amazement. One translation said, they wondered. I wonder what happened. People do it with me all the time. I wonder how God could use an uneducated, foolish guy who doesn't wear a suit and oftentimes doesn't even wear socks and no belt even. How could God use him? I wonder what happened. I tell you what happened. That man walked through with faith. Somebody brought the word to him. They believed the word. He believed the word. Instead of looking at the beautiful gate that actually looked like an iron wall to him where he was not breaking through with the right information from the right person, he broke through. And the Bible said that he was leaping. He didn't just walk through like, oh yeah, God healed me. If you haven't walked ever and you're excited about walking, you're walking like, oh, oh my God, ah, oh, woo, ah, woo. And they go, I wonder what happened. That's what's going to happen to you.
Like, I'm not excited.
You will be. They're going to get you really excited real quick. We could hook up, we could put you in a hairdryer in a bathtub and you get really excited real quick. He said, ah, I'm so excited because something happened on the inside of that man that changed his mind. It gave him faith. Everybody shout faith.
Faith.
So people say, I wish I had more faith. Faith comes by hearing. So don't listen to the negative voices, the enemy or the inner me. You can't make it. You're not qualified. You're not. I hear it all the time. Shut up. The problem with me is I can't get away from me, so I got to change me. Anybody got a me problem? So he got blessed, he got favored because God gave him information that gave him power. Now, it starts small. Everybody shout, it starts small. So I was a little boy, and my dad was a cop, right? So he quit being a police officer, and he bought a travel trailer, and he put us in it, and we went around the country preaching at little churches. Now, they were broke. Subsequently, he was broke because you can't get money from people that ain't got no money, but he wasn't trying to get money. He was just trying to help people. In that time, though, there was this learning curve of how in the world is God going to bless me? So he was so bored. We didn't have cable TV, and we didn't have money to do anything, so he just started reading his Bible, which is a good idea for a preacher. He started reading his Bible, and he started finding out stuff about the name and the power of the name and the blood of the name and everything that's going on in the name. And so the next thing you know, all of a sudden, my dad started stumbling upon some truths that set us free. The Bible said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you
free.
Come on, shout it. It'll set you what?
Free.
So now Dad says, now what I want you to do is I want you to pray the prayer of faith. So we started praying together. He was teaching me how to pray. I'm 5 years old. I came at him one day, and I said, Daddy, I want a watermelon. He said, we don't have any money for a watermelon, but we don't really need any money for a watermelon. We can grow a watermelon. I thought, we ain't got no land. He said, you know what to do. So he said, grab my hands. So I grabbed his hands. I'm 5 years old. He said, just pray. I said, God, I want a watermelon. He said, what do you see, Baby Dave? He called me Baby Dave because he was Big Dave. You don't call me Baby Dave or you may go to hell, you know, you just don't know. I said, Daddy, I see a big green watermelon, ripe water. What else? I said, I see you taking your knife. I've seen it before. And you slice it down the middle, and you open it up, and it's juicy. And as you always do, Daddy, I see you cutting the heart out of that watermelon. He said, anything else? I said, I believe I receive it now, and I drop the name. In the name of Jesus. Now the next day, that day, next day, next day, next day, no watermelon, nothing. See, you don't always get it the day you pray any more than you get the wages of sin the day you do what you did. You thought you got by with it, and later you're like, well, see, what happened was. Come on, y'all acting like, ah, not me. You're a sinner. I know you're a sinner because you came in this bar, and you didn't ask for directions because you have been here before. Heathen. So, one day during that week, we were at this little town in his church, and this guy come over to my dad, and he knocked at the door, and he said, hello, Brother Crank, because that's what they call each other, this kind of church world is at. He said, yeah, Brother Deathridge, what can I do for you? He said, I want you, if you can, you and your son just to go with me today. I'm driving over to Sykeston, and I got to pick up a part from a truck. My dad said, well, I'll go. So here's Mr. Deathridge in the truck. Here I am in the middle, and here my dad is on the side. We started driving down the road. We get 20 minutes from our trailer, heading where we're going, and all of a sudden I'm seeing watermelon stand after watermelon stand. And I'm thinking, today is my day. And he drove past all of them. Then we turned around and we went back, and I knew not to say anything because my dad was probably like your dad, and if you ever told anybody you needed anything, he's going to beat you, come on, like a redheaded stepchild. And so I'm just sitting there, and now we're passing the last watermelon stand, and I know it's the last watermelon stand because it was the first watermelon stand that I saw on the way in, and I saw it, and he drove past it, and I thought, oh, man, You ever had one of those, oh man, I don't know if I can keep believing now. Come on, raise your hand. I mean, is it going to change? Am I ever going to get through this? I've been here 14,000 days. I just need something, but I'm just not saying anything. And about that time, this man, quote, says this line, and I don't know what this word means, but he says, I just got the biggest hankering for a watermelon. Anybody ever heard the word hankering? I didn't know what it was, but it's a good word, apparently, a hankering. He said, Baby Dave, are you in the mood for a watermelon? I said, oh, I'm in the mood for a watermelon. I love that watermelon. He turned that truck around. He pulls back over there. And I'll never forget a real tall, about 6'5" African-American man. And he had on a wife beater and overalls. And they were kind of unbuttoned down here. And you could see his dirty drawers. And you could see everything. He said, you here to buy a watermelon? He said, yeah, I want a watermelon. He said, pick out one, a good one. So you could tell he knew what he was doing. And he's stomping around on those watermelons. He said, this is a good one. He opens up the tailgate. My dad sticks his knife in it. We open it up. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is exactly what I saw. And then Brother Jeffrey said, man, that boy likes watermelon. He said, get him two or three so he's got more for days. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is incredible. I was eating watermelon like you can't believe. And we only had one bathroom in the trailer, if you know what I mean. It starts out small with a watermelon. It grows to a ministry with a budget of $200,000 a week that I gotta have. But I saw God do it then, and I've seen God do it there. And the God that can drop manna out of heaven, somebody ought to help me today. If he can drop manna out of heaven, if he can split a Red Sea, he can do this. You just got to believe and trust in, rely on the name of
Jesus.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's breakthrough in the name of
Jesus.
There's deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
Come on, give us some praise today. Woo! Oh, Lord Jesus. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Look at your neighbor and say, mm-hmm. Now, if you're watching right now and you're like, boy, he's kind of rowdy. They've edited out the rowdy parts. You're missing the part where I flew around the room and we had... You got to get to church. How many of y'all want him to get off the can and get out here today and see us at church? We're going to make you feel right at home. Do it. Palm Beach, Thursday night. St. Louis, all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday. John chapter 15, verse 23. And when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. This is red. This is Jesus speaking. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. No questions. I assure you, most solemnly, and I tell you, my Father will grant you whatever, everybody shout, whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus. He said, whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus. He said, just ask me whatever. I'm talking whatever. Whatever you need, you can just ask the Father. I wish I had a rich uncle. You got a rich brother. I wish I knew somebody. You do. You know me. I'll introduce you to him. He will introduce you to the entire concept of whatever your wildest imagination is. He believes in you more than you believe in you. But he brought me in your life to give you revelation, to give you power. Because it is a fact that you got the cancer. It's a fact that you don't have money. It's a fact. But facts can change. It's a fact that the law of gravity is intact. But it's also a fact that thrust over drag equals lift through the Bernoulli principle. I'm a pilot. So I'm going to fly out of here today. And when we hit it, I trust that it lifts. And it will, because thrust over drag equals lift. It supersedes the facts. Truth sets you free. The truth gives you, and the truth I'm speaking of right now is Jesus, and he will lift you up. He said, I've been elevated, I've been lifted up, Jesus said, and I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, and I'm making intercession for you. And he said, I now have seated you in heavenly places. You can't help it that you've been seated there, but you're sitting there not even knowing the power and the potential that you have when you open your mouth. He said, whatever. Kind of quiet in here. I want to just go as crazy as I want. I said, whatever. Whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give it to you. So let me tell you a story that you may or may not believe. It depends on what a believer you are. My grandma, she weighed about 250 pounds, 280 pounds. Big woman, loved the Lord. She was a preacher. Way before women preachers were cool. They didn't accept them back then. It was hell, was she with her. And then my grandpa, he was a problem too. So there were some indiscretions in his life. And so she had this little dog that helped her through a lot of problems. And my dad was about 5 years old, and his little brothers and sisters were living there. And she had this dog that she loved and consoled. But how many of y'all know puppies can really help your life? Puppies will listen to you. Puppies will never talk back to you. Puppies will never say anything to you. You can leave the house for a day and they come. You can live for 5 minutes, get the same reaction. I was crazy about you while you were gone. I miss you so bad. You can have a German Shepherd that likes a French kiss. You know what I'm saying? She had this lippity dog. And one day they heard a screech. And somebody hit the dog. She lost her mind. She went out and said, oh, God, oh, God. She brought the dog. My daddy told me the story. My grandma told me the story. She brought the dog inside. She went down to the basement with the dog, went down the steps. She's down there praying. My dad said for about an hour, God, I thank you, Lord. I love this dog. This dog has been through with me in troubles and trials. God, I can't believe that this dog is lifeless, God. But if you resurrected Jesus, you'll resurrect this dog. If you resurrected Lazarus, you'll resurrect this dog. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that this dog's right. And she went on and nothing happened. And so she laid the dog down. And then she went upstairs. And she started cooking. Now, remember, I told you she weighed up close to 300 pounds, so she knew how to cook. And she started making what they call chocolate gravy. Y'all ain't even know what I'm talking about right now, but she started making chocolate gravy. And she's making, that's why everybody in my family hereditarily were big boned and they retained water. And chocolate gravy. And she was making chocolate gravy. And they sit down to pray. And my daddy said, God is my witness. When I sit down and it got quiet, we heard the little dog coming up the stairs. And we heard a little scratch at the door. And grandma looked up. My grandma, his mama looked up. And she said, oh, my Lord. She went over and opened the door. And here come that dog. And said, it's her 300 pounds on that floor. Started moving. She said, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. My dad said, I was hoping. God, I hope she doesn't sit on the dog. I mean, God could only do this once. Now, you might not believe that. You may believe that, but I don't care. It happens. I don't even know or believe how in the world a brown cow can eat green grass and give white milk, but I put it in my coffee. I'm here to tell you that there's power in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. There's authority in the name of Jesus. There's boldness. There's water-walking ability in the name of Jesus. There's mountain-moving faith in the name of... I'm just crazy enough to believe that God said it, he can do it, and he's just waiting on us to ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, wow. Say it backwards. Ha, ha, ha. Whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give it to you. Now, I know right now you got to be thinking, well, who in the world is this guy? What's he talking about? Preaching out of a Bible. There aren't many ways to heaven. There's just one. And this book is so up to date that we haven't even caught up with it. It says that someday he's going to split the eastern sky. Jesus says he's going to come back with a sword coming out of his mouth and a bloody vest that says faithful and true. And this Messiah, they will see him, Yahweh, God with us, around the world. And they used to think, how in the world is that going to happen? But how many know with Instagram now, everybody going to see them. You'll be getting a selfie. There he is, right behind me. There he is. Look at that. Look at that. It's going to happen. And this God of the universe, he loves you, and he's got plans for you. And I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm asking you to ask Jesus into your heart. But then I am telling you, to grow in grace, you got to get to a church, not where your grandma goes, maybe. Not where your kids are bored stupid. You got to go where they can feel Jesus, where they can know Jesus, where it's relevant and where it's cool. And a lot of y'all have been watching for a long time. I'm talking to somebody right now, and you've been watching me forever. Today is the day. Thursday night. Everybody shout, Thursday night. Thursday's the new Sunday. Palm Beach Lakes High School, 7:30. I will be there this Thursday. St. Louis, Earth City, Welland Springs, Sunset Hills. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Every head bowed and every eye closed. You at home right now, pray this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord, and I make you my Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Was that all right for today? Give God praise. Woo!
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com. People connect, families grow, lives change. People connect.